Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're on your radio dial at 95.9 FM, and we're online at kgvm.org. You can listen to our programming from our website. And it is time now for the Local Musician Spotlight. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and I'm here in the studio with Harley Larson.
Hey, Harley. Hey
there. So kind of just to get started, a little bit about how you came to be in the music biz and how long you've been doing it, and how long have you been doing it around here?
Sure, yeah. No formal training, definitely self-taught until kind of early adulthood, I guess. Had a couple mentors put me through like some classes and got me on a track of wanting to play with people, and I found myself out here again about 3-4 years ago. And met a whole group of people here naturally and been playing with them in tons of incarnations of bands and that sort of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it never ceases to amaze me how many really talented musicians are just hanging around here around Bozeman in this area over in Livingston. And
yeah,
it's pretty amazing. So I've seen you in, I think, Sundance of the Wilds, Cat Crossing.
Yeah, yep, yeah. That's a newer thing newer for sure.
Yeah.
A couple, just like smaller bands. I really find joy in just like supporting people. Spy Trap is definitely worth noting. My friend Abe is kind of the imagination station behind that whole project. We have a bunch of stuff coming up with that too, but yeah, those are kind of my main things right now. And then also, I can't help myself, Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes is definitely worth noting too. We're gonna start recording here in a little bit, see where that takes
yeah.
off.
Cool. Yeah, I think that if I recall correctly, Spy Trap was just kind of just, you'd done an Inside the Music Box and we're just kind of getting maybe about ready to start playing out a lot more when the bad thing happened.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely hit a couple Hof shows early in the year, and that was really nice. But mostly we've been playing a lot, so.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And you do some, how much solo stuff have you been doing?
You know, I'm always, in all of those projects, I mostly play bass. So I'm always looking for my creative outlet with guitar. And recently it's been prolific. I've been writing a lot, and I played kind of a quirky show at Red Tractor a few weeks ago where they like closed off part of the parking lot, and I had a bunch of friends show up and they had extra tables, and it was fun. But fairly often before everything like kind of got sour this year, I would play out, a couple acoustic shows in between some bands and that sort of thing.
Yeah, nice. So aside from just the opportunity to maybe have that outlet on the guitar that in some of the bands you aren't, maybe don't have, what's your kind of tendency? Would you prefer to be playing with a band more? Playing more solo, kind of some of each?
Yeah, I really find the joy in both. I feel like when I play with other people, it inspires me to be more honed in with just like melodies and different interesting things when you're playing by yourself that you have to think about because you rely on other people on a band, So I find the balance of both is really beneficial.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I don't have a preference, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. I different people, some people, I think really that aspect of it, the interplay is a like a more significant people for some people, and for other people it's like they kind of like having control over their whole destiny, I guess.
And totally. So, well, and some people are just like they need very minimally around them, and themselves is beautiful. I've always found that I like to collaborate a lot. So, you know, I'm not trying to be a center of attention in a band, you know?
Right.
I want to raise all the other people around me up a little bit more.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you want to maybe play a couple songs, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that process and
sure. Stuff. This song is called Golden Sun. Lilacs will turn in the golden sun. I will burn my process undone. Have I learned to leave? Out of tight, short thoughts. Out of tight, short thoughts. Out of tight, short thoughts. Out of tight. Discern my life's privilege. To be heard can hurt those in power. Expectations hard to flower. Old thoughts, out of touch. 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 Many and not few. Who knew? We are many and not few. Who knew? Old thoughts, out of touch. 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 Turn in the golden sun. I will burn my thoughts undone. Have I learned to leave? Ding dong on the front door. It's the wrong door. Confusion, ding dong, on the wrong door, it's the wrong door, congregation. Help in the back room. Vindication on a new moon. Ring on, little Raven, and cling on to or separate from the ring on your little finger from complete. Strangers. shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on to shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on whatever you do to shine. Or separate from. Ring on your little finger from complete strangers. Shine on to shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on to shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on to shine on whatever you do to shine. Shine on to shine on whatever you do.
Are those newer songs or?
Though, yeah, those two in particular are only a couple months old. Played them actually for the first time at that Red Tractor show.
Yeah. Huh. So when you're playing solo, usually acoustic?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes a looper pedal, but I like less is more sort of feel.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was trying to remember, I think I've seen you play with Sundance, played electric guitar?
I did, yeah, yeah. For a time.
For a while.
Yeah, yeah, in that band. And actually on an album that will be released under that name in a couple months, also played electric guitar on that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Play bass and anything else?
I dabble in all the things like every other modern day like multi-instrumentalist, which I feel like is most guitar players at this point. I feel like it took guitar players the most amount of time to be a multi-instrumentalist, like on average. But I do find, you know, like if you're not kind of at least like I know how to make a major chord on a keyboard, like if, you know, like simple theory like that, I find very, very useful when you start to approach like things with strings and that sort of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned you've got an album in the works with Sundance.
Yeah, actually we ended up recording that, whole thing last fall. So it's almost a year since we recorded it. And there's a bunch of local people on it. Some people that I don't even play with, and it was just like a studio thing, you know, and then people that had been playing with me for a couple months right before that. So
yeah,
good collaboration.
Yeah. So did you record it here?
I did. Actually, my friends Cody Limblom and Kurt Binder run a studio out in Belgrade, and that's who I went through. Liquid Gnar is recorded with them, and a couple other people as well. Dash recorded an album with them, so
oh, yeah.
They've had a lot of local influence, and I really like their work. So
yeah, nice. So you recorded it last fall, and then kind of were getting it ready for release, and then kind of did you put the brakes on it this spring or?
Yeah, you know, a lot of factors kind of went into that. There is some of my personal like growth happening in that time, if you will, and then like more worldly things going on. And for a while earlier this year, I didn't know how important my voice was in the mesh of everything happening. So I kind of just sat on it. And recently I've had a couple people be like, just release it. So that's about to happen. And I have a lot of people to thank for that. But if you're interested, it'll be on like Spotify and all the things. So
cool. Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned before earlier that you're working on some other projects that you're doing some recording or have done some recording on.
Yeah, so I'm actually in Spy Trap. Our singer Teresa and I have been doing some of these songs and like duet style. And she has an amazing voice, can sing any genre. So she has a lot of really interesting melodies, and so we've been just thinking, you know, like why not record some of it? So this weekend, another one of our bandmates in Spy Trap has another little studio, Shady Acre Studio, and we're gonna go over there and record a little EP and release it next month, I think. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, you know, the process now for being able to release recorded music, and for better or worse, I think. I guess I personally think probably for better, really. You know, it's some people probably have a little bit different opinion about, you know, the how much polish goes into the music and stuff. I don't mind if it's a little bit rough, if it's, you know, got a really authentic feel and stuff. I kind of prefer that. And so,
me too. Yeah.
You know, people can get out there and you can have a little studio like Shady Acres, and you know, you didn't have to have a rich grandparent pass on a legacy or anything to put it together. And
yeah.
And then once you get it done, you can get it out there. It seems like fairly easily. I don't know how much pain is involved with like getting new music on Spotify, but it seems like it must not be terrible because
it's really bands not are good at it. An independent musician these days just needs a few extra bucks, really. Anybody will let it get it done if you have the money, you know. So, and it's like at least halfway credible in the public eye. So it's really not too much of a pain. And honestly, like me personally, I'm not in it ever for any amount of anything other than an occasional spark of a thought that somebody didn't have before.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not, then they have to sit there and digest it, and then that's the part I like as, like, the person giving them the thing to think about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So, you said you've been writing quite a bit over the last several months.
Yeah.
Was that, how much of that was due to, like, being locked down, or...
Yeah, you know, it probably attributes a lot to that. I just generally am playing like at 4 or 5, sometimes 6 nights a week, just with every project, and I'm sure that's pretty common in this valley and everything, but I bet that has a lot to do with it, because, you know, it's all the in-between times I'm not taking into consideration over, like, the summer, you know, where I would go to fish at the gorge, you know, for example, and that didn't happen. And so that weekend I had a little extra time to play guitar, you know, and I definitely busted out a lot more songs that way, I think.
Yeah.
And I honestly, that was one thing I was kind of excited for, all those, you know, like local musicians and people to have that opportunity, because it does suck, but you can kind of come out of it like a phoenix, you know?
Yeah.
Something that burns can give life. But it's also sad to see the entertainment industry in shambles. So.
Boy, yeah, it's been a pretty rough patch for an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
Musicians, it's certainly, but like the other people that kind of work to put shows on, right? Like Pat Loken and you know, the people that are doing sound and working at the venues and all that stuff. It's been, I mean, you know, it's been really rough for just a lot of people across a wide swath of the economy, for sure. But, Yeah, it's been pretty rough, and you know, you kind of hope that things will get straightened out in time for people to be able to pull it out. I'm trying to watch what's going on with the response and maybe some assistance and relief stuff. That hasn't been as far as I could tell, that process hasn't been super impressive to date, and so it's, you know, there hasn't been as much maybe as people would have hoped for to, you know, give people a hand and help try to keep them afloat while things settle down.
But right.
hopefully that, you know, they can, and they'll find a way to keep it tied together for now. And 'cause boy, it's I think a lot of people are ready to get back to it.
I think so too. I know all my friends are. So
yeah, it's pretty rough. I did, like, in the last week or two, I went to a show up at the Eagles, the Goner's UK show, and then went and saw Charlie Parr out at Pine Creek. And man, even, you know, you're kind of, I've been kind of aware of just feeling that itch, but I don't think it really dawned on me how much until I was actually sitting there. It's like, wow, it's been 5 months.
Yeah, and easy.
That's kind of rough. So so as you've been writing all of this stuff, how much do you think that the situation, what kind of impacts does it have other than like giving you an opportunity to be able to do it? How does it impact what you're writing and how you're writing it?
I'm a highly emotional person, so that definitely plays into like everything that I end up writing. Another thing just random about me, a lot of my music is conceptually based out of kind of a D&D fantasy-esque story I've been working in for a good handful of years, and essentially that part of it all is just my metaphor to how I conceptualize our world, right? So it's always, I'm trying to always kind of push some buttons in there. And some of it sounds, you know, it's like, what is he talking about? But I do write in a form where if you were to just like sit down, read lyrics, you know, it is a metaphor, and I love explaining it to people, but it greatly impacts how I write. Come off angry, come off, you know, whatever, but it's really just, I love it as a conversation piece, you know?
Yeah. It, you know, I'm always curious, people that are writing music and I mean other things too, I'm sure, but, you know, for some people, I think when they're in a situation where they're anxious or, you know, feel an onslaught or something, you know, I think for some people, writing can be a catharsis. So maybe they go the other direction. And for some people, I think that it kind of pushes them in a direction, maybe a little that where some of that creeps into their music more. Right.
Yeah.
So you think that maybe it has kind of seeped in some?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm singing less this year than I ever have. And it kind of goes back to my point earlier where I just don't know where my voice is and everything. And like how important the words that I say are, you know, because they are to some level, sure. But I also speak from a place of privilege just with my whole life, you know. So it's this year, I feel like I've really stepped back, and I've done one of the many important rules of playing music is to listen. So I feel like I've really just like stepped back, and I'm listening to what other people are doing, and that's how it's seeping in. I'm listening to a lot of, you know, just more emotional types of guitar music, you know, and that's the next couple of things I'm going to play are a little bit more instrumental and that sort of thing. But that's definitely influenced from this year.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, you want to give them a spin?
Sure. This song is called Media Blackout. Thank you. Wish I had every day, pick the flowers, but I save the world, got all the power. Now in Lynn, Lynn. So as you can see, that lives free, and I help the world out when they're in need. Now in Lynn, Lynn. As you can see, inside that lives free, and I help the world out when they're in need. Now in Lynn, Lynn. Thank you.
Nice. If you're just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman, and you're listening to the Local Musician Spotlight. And we're here in the studio with Harley Larson, and a couple of mostly instrumental cuts there. You were mentioning earlier wanting to put things out there that, like, hopefully make people think a little bit. And I was trying to think about this when you were playing the instrumental parts. It's like, you know, obviously people have to, well, I guess they don't have to, but hopefully they have to use their imagination a little more and try to fill in what they think the song is about, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of curious if you've ever talked to people that listen to your music and try to, like, compare what you think a song is about and what other people that listen to it think it's about, and, you know, how vastly different or similar are those ideas. And
yeah. You know, it's funny, I find no matter pretty much my intention, I feel like people come up with their own meaning, you know. I do that with all of my favorite artists. But also as a listener, I feel like there's speculation, you know. So I've had more curious friends, you know, like, you know, what does that mean, you know? And I love that because, you know, I do get to compare in that instance. And they're like, oh, really? Because, like, directly it sounds like this. And it's like, yeah, it does. Yeah, you're kind of right. But yeah, all those, you know, hidden meanings in there, you know, don't always shine out. But yeah. I do find that people get curious enough, you know. So I don't have too much, like, out there on streaming platforms. I'm still rocking a flip phone. Like, I'm way behind, right? So I am excited for that reason to put stuff out, because I relied so heavily on the live scene, you know, to not have to put out that sort of stuff and have – that's the way my friends and other people listen to my music, you know. So I am excited for that reason, so I can release lyrics too, you know, and be like, this is, you know, at least what's in front of you, and you can read it and listen at the same time. So,
I mean, I think it's really interesting, even songs that have lyrics, how, you know, unless they're just really pretty simple lyrics, how they can be interpreted pretty significantly differently by different people. And,
totally.
I mean, you know, I guess that's the awesome part of music that isn't just straight ahead, super simple. There's no possibility to misinterpret, right?
Totally. It's
like, you know, the opportunity to, you know, make up your own mind and, you know, maybe make up your mind differently every time you hear the song is, you know, that's I think that can be a big part of it too. So you write a lot of the stuff for the bands you've been in, or?
A lot of my music, unless I write it on bass first, I write acoustic typically. And I haven't been in the business of having my friends support me this year. So, for the most part, if I bring something, I probably wrote it on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
You know, even some songs like bass grooves, you know, I like started because I was up here, you know, and then I just transferred it lower or whatever. So, I find that it's mostly acoustic type of stuff.
Like when you're playing with Spy Trap, do you write some parts of that or all of some of the songs, or?
No, actually, you know, that's I'm glad you asked that, because I love talking people up, and Abe Fagenbaum is totally the mastermind behind what we do in there. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm there, and I, like, write the bass parts, you know, but, like, all based off of theory he's, like, really thought about and stuff. So, and that's what I like, honestly, too, because, like, some people are really theory-based, like Spy Trap kind of sticks pretty straight to a structure, and we're pretty, you know, we want to know what's going on sort of deal. And then like Cat's Crossing with my friend Zach and Cooper, it's a lot of jam, you know, and we'll look at each other at an interesting melody, and then we'll bust into something else for 10 minutes, you know, and then come back. And, you know, I don't do too much writing. I try to hang on for the ride, you know? Yeah. So it's, I have a general basis of, you know, what I go back to every time, especially with Spy Trap. I actually have like tabs and everything that I run with them. So,
yeah. Have you had much opportunity to do songwriting with another person, like a duo kind of situations, or?
I definitely, between a couple groups this year have found that, Hot Milk and Cat's Crossing, it's very jam based. So I find that there is a lot of co-writing going on, you know? Definitely co-writing, and like making something from scratch with people is always a good time. So
yeah,
hard not to.
Have you done lyrics much that way?
I either find people are like, I can't write lyrics, will you do it? Or we don't have lyrics. When it's something I've written, typically has some lyric value to it. This year has been a little bit different, but this year I've mostly been playing. I feel like every musician got a looper this year, you know? So I've mostly been playing like just guitar solos and stuff and like bass grooves. But you know, I've typically been the pusher of the lyrics, you know, and I will just write anything and put a melody to it, you know, and it's like, change what you want and we'll find a direction, but like start somewhere.
So you've got kind of a couple recording projects in the wings here, or one that's done and one that's coming up soon. Do you have kind of ideas for where you want to go next?
Really don't. There's a few like on deck recording projects that are gonna happen. I have a couple friends that want to do a jazz album, you know, so we're gonna do that. There's gonna be two drummers and all sorts of crazy stuff. So there's a couple things on deck. I think forever and always, I'm just going to be pumping out a lot of acoustic music and see how much I sit on and see how much I release, actually. But since playing with Teresa, I think I'll probably be releasing a lot more.
Yeah.
She brings so much life to everything that I've played tonight and will continue to play. But definitely some on-deck things, but nothing major. You know, I'm not like, typically I'm like, okay, I have a show the next 3 weeks at least twice a week, and you know, we need to pump out those set lists, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, if anything, this year has been a little bit more lax in that respect. And whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but that's what I'm living in, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess for a lot of people, it's been an opportunity to reimagine things, like, like it or not, and a lot of it is not, but you're definitely out of the routine.
Right?
It's
right.
You've been forcibly ejected from any kind of track you were in, and
I'll never let the creative spirit die. I feel like some of the creative minds I know are kind of going through a little bit of a depression with it all, you know, and it's like, you know, rise out of it like a phoenix sort of deal, you know. Yeah. If it's burning, well, you bring life to it, you know, at least in that respect.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure when you're in the midst of it, it can be hard to get that distance. But, you know, there's a significant amount of great art that's been born out of strife and trouble and difficulty.
Absolutely agree,
You know, for I'm sure, a lot of different reasons. But, well, cool, you want to Maybe do a couple more?
Yeah, let's do it. Lonely birds can sing. Thank you. That was a few different things. Yeah.
So I was kind of curious when I was watching, are there any particular types of music or musicians that provide a lot of inspiration or give you direction? I know, like, influences is kind of a, but
honestly, I love it because my biggest influence is local music. I freaking love it. I love local music so much. In lieu of like shouting out a bunch of people, I've said it a lot, but like my friends and I just, we play so much together, you know, and, I pick up so much from them. Of course, I have like my bands, you know, top three, King Gizzard, can't go a day. really into Estes Tone. He's a classical guitar player. Julian Baker, indie folk, beautiful voice. Yeah, those are probably the three right now that I'm just super into.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously some of the classical stuff really sort of showed through on that last song, and some folk, definitely, you know, kind of a folk aspects too. But I think that that's where the interesting stuff is when you get amalgams of different genres and styles and stuff start kind of melding together and new things start popping out of it. And
I absolutely agree. Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, we got time for, if you want.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't know, 'cause that was a pretty big arrangement. So, let's see. I think I'm going to play another new one here called Skin and Bone. Left is skin and bone, twisted tongue to a tone, and I remember it's quite like you said, if you ain't living then you're better off dead, and you're going down, going down. Once a lake is now mutated glue, a short lifespan and the namesake is you, and you're going down, going down. You're going down. And you're going down, going down.
Cool. I've been sitting here trying to remember. Harley's got an Epiphone acoustic, and I'm with that sharp cutaway, and I can never remember if that's the Venetian cutaway or the Florentine cutaway.
You know, I'm glad that you actually brought up this guitar. I was playing for so long with a $100 plastic guitar I bought when I was 14 or 15 from Hastings in Nebraska, where I was from. And I gigged for like 8 years with this guitar. Didn't have pickups, terrible like action. It was really hard to play, but I played it like butter, you know? And I was working for a local guy in town. His name is Jeff. And he was like, dude, here's one of my guitars. Just gave it to me one day after work.
Wow.
And I was like, no way, like seriously. And I've been playing this for, you know, like 3 years now. And yeah, total grateful for him.
A pretty great upgrade. It's amazing how much of a difference a guitar that stays in tune, I mean, first.
Yeah.
And then something that's got a decent action. It's like, oh.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. World of a difference.
Yeah. We got time for one more, I think, if you want to.
I'm going to play the oldest song in my repertoire. First mate to a captain, a lover to another. Torn between the sea and land, a boy just becoming a man. The same man. Carried by an obsession deep in his bones to get somewhere that's never here and almost always there, just out of touch from ice. Of the sea, endless waves will follow me. A woman on the mind of this young sailor. To begin daydreaming is really just the start. But the sea, it can be relentless, so just wait up for me through this storm. Of the sea, endless waves will follow me. Thank you. as I know. I am alone. I tore a hole in what I call my soul.
Has that song been around?
6 or 7 years?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
You've been listening to Harley Larson on the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM. I want to thank you for coming in tonight, and it's been great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And hope that your recording session goes super smooth and you end up with some great stuff in the can this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely keep you in the loop.
All right. Well, we'll be back next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with another episode, so stay tuned right here on KGVM. I think it's Amy and Jill's show up right after this, so they're always a lot of fun. I'll be back at 10 with Nocturnal Transmissions, probably a little loud stuff. We'll see what happens. So you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, and keep it right here.